from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Doron David Ben Yael, and for Adina Basheva Basnecha Gittel, and for Mordechai Ben Sara, and for Vlaxandi Yisrael Ben Chaim Arta, Lebracha Batzlacha Bochamas Edem, Ubriyas Hashleima. It says in Megillas Esther, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, Vahi Omenes Hadasi Esther Basdodo, Ki Ein La Av Vaim, Vanara Yifas Toyer Vifas Mare, Vitovas Mare, Uv Mosa Vivima, Lekacha Mordechai Lalabas. And he raised Hadassah. She is Esther, the daughter of his uncle, because she doesn't have a father and a mother. And the daughter was very beautiful. The girl was very beautiful. And when her father and mother died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. So Chazal Darshan, Uvamosa via Vima, that when her mother became pregnant, her father died. When her mother gave birth, her mother died. So the Gemara's Darshan, according to the Maharal in the Orach Chadash, Uvamosa via, when he became a father. When did he become a father? When his wife becomes pregnant. When a woman becomes pregnant, the father is already considered a father. And when does a mother become a mother? When she gives birth. But during the pregnancy, when the child is not yet separated from the mother, she's not yet called a mother. Mashen came by the father, the moment she becomes pregnant, he's already called a father. But by a mother we paskin that the child, like Rashi says, is kechatzi gufa, it's part of her body. So it's a machlokas tanaim. And we paskin like the Rambam paskin zubri yarechima. So the child is part of the mother, so she's not considered a mother yet until the child is born. And then kshiyaladita meseima. And then when she was born, her mother died. So when does her mother become a mother? Not when she's pregnant, because the child is still part of her. Because uber yerechimo, the child is still part of the mother's thigh, but rather after the child is born. In the Machon Yerushalayim edition, he brings his follows. Then the Sefer Beis Ha'otzer of Rabbi Yosef Engel and Chelek Aleph, Mareches Aleph Beis, Klal Dalet, page 28, he writes as follows. E av shel uber shemei av. Is a father called a father when the wife is pregnant? Ayin Rashi Megillah Gimel Aleph Hadar Mashan Mosa Via Lamali Haksiv Kvar Kein Lavein Amar Vachi Barta Mesa Via Lata Mesa Ima Urashi Shami Barta Mesa Via Nimsa Shlo Hei La Av Misha Shorei Lekar Lahar Karis La Av Shilata To Mesa Ima Velo Niris Lekor Seim Ad Kan Lashono O Muchach Da Av Shel Uber Shmei Av. So it's Muchach, he says from Rashi in the Gemara, that a father is already called a father when the woman is pregnant. And therefore, uvamosa via viima. What does it mean, uvamosa via? He's already her father. When he died, he was her father. His mother was pregnant. His wife was pregnant. She hadn't been born yet. The baby hadn't been born yet. The answer is, you're already called a father when your wife is pregnant. And the woman is only called a mother when the child is actually born. Ma she'en kein aim shall ubar lav shmei aim. The mother of its fetus is not called a mother. Ratam tzarech leimar. The kevin to uber yerechimo lechein chashiv gufa. Since uber is yerechimo, the uber is considered part of the mother's body. Lo shach she tekare aim shalo. Kevin shu kechad meveresh. She can't be called a mother since the child is one part of her limbs. Bedaki ma shekasafti lamala batam hachta megillah du mishum uber yerechimo. Matzasi achakach ki kivanti bezeladas hagadola. Shalom Maharal mi Prague b'sifra or chadash. So he says, Baruch Hashem, I was mechaving to the Maharal in the pasuk v'yomin es hadasa. Same idea as we said before. Then he brings the lashon of the Maharal and the sefer kli chemda of Meir Dan Plotsky at the beginning of Parshas Todos. He brings the famous gra that linyan b'chor l'nachla it's talia linyan yitzira. Or linyan kviyul in kedushas habachor, it's talia b'peter rechem. Then when it comes to nachla, whoever was created first, even in the womb, if there are two wives. And when it comes to Kedushas Bechor, it's Talui in the first one to come out. So the Kli Chemda says, Nakdim lahavim bemis ladas agra delinya b'chor l'nachal atalya b'yitzirin kenamai b'b'chor l'inyan kedushas b'chor talya b'leida. So why, when it comes to nachala, is it talui in yitzira, in the first fetus, whereas when it comes to a b'chor, it's talui b'leida. Kedushas b'chor is talui b'leida. Maishna zemizeh. Why should one be different than the other? He learns from the parasha of Kielish. Shteinashem, achasahuva, v'achasnua. He has a whole word there, which comes out that when it comes to b'chor l'nachala for inheritance, it's binyan. It depends on which one is the first liyitzira. And when it comes to kedushas b'chor, it's k'tuali p'peter rechem. So why is that? L'chein nirali da'inyan mavur al pi. The inyan al pi ma de mavur b'mseches megillah deish hevdlo bein av lahim. De'avu mishas yitzira nam emel mishas haleida. So a father is mishas yitzira. A father is already a father from the time of the conception. And a mother is only a mother from the shas haleida. And the reason is because uber yerechima, like the Maharal says in the Or Chadash. So now it's very good, the difference between b'chor l'nachala and b'chor kedusha b'chor. B'chor l'nachala is tali b'chor l'av. Reishis ono. What is reishis ono? The first of his strength, the father. And when is the father's fatherhood determined? In utero, when the fetus is still a fetus. Uba'av harayu av mishas hayitzira. L'chein talya b'yitzira. Amnam b'chor l'kedushas b'chora. There's a talya b'b'chor l'aim. When it comes to a b'chor l'kedushas b'chora, that's talui and someone who's a b'chor la'aim. That's talui when it comes to kedushas b'chora, like it says in the Kor Aryeh, Shemos Perakid Bezos Samach Aleph, that kedushas b'chora is talui in the mother. And therefore, since she's only called a mother at birth, Talia Rachmana b'peter rechem, so the Torah says, it's the first one that comes out. So a great word from the Kli Chemda. Why by Kedushas B'chor is it talui in the firstborn, and by Nachala it's talui in the first one in utero? The answer is because when it comes to Kedushas B'chor, that's talui in the mother. And the mother is only a mother when the child is born. When it comes to Nachala inheritance, that's talui in the father. And when does the father become a father? In utero. And earlier in the Beis HaOtzer, Rav Yosef Engel writes as follows: "V'tzarich yinu k'tzas dim ken gabei av nami keben duber kechad mevar yishto echnik rav shalom v'yesh liyashe v'en laharich." So he asks a k'shtar kasha. He says, if the mother isn't a mother until the child is born, how's the father already a father when the child is in utero? How can he be the father and the mother not be the mother? That's a weird thing. So v'chein heir aklei chemda v'amnam biker divrei agamar v'megil l'char v'stumim me'od. Why is the father from the time of creation and the mother from the time of birth? And that he says, Uber Yerachimo, the Maral, the Gametela of Amrinan Cain, the Klalahu Uber Yerachimo. Why don't we say the same thing by the father? Since Uber is Yerachimo, so how does he become a father already in utero? We could be miyashev that uber is yerech imo doesn't mean that the uber is not a biri b'fnei atzmo. Rather, ain a uber biri b'fnei atzmo dafke b'yachas le'imo, since the uber is in the mother, it's part of the mother, and therefore b'yachas le'imo, in relationship to the mother, we say hava lakachatzi gufa, like the lashon of Rashi in Gittin Chof Gimel Amid Beis, and just like it's one of her hands or one of her legs. But b'nogea la'acherim, the uber is a biri b'fnei atzmo. And therefore, the Shem Av is already Chal Mishas HaYibur. Dugma LeDavar, Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simit Tzadi Aleph Sif Dalet. Paskins, Hanachas Yad Al HaRosh Lo Chashiva Kisui, V'imachem Minich Yadu Al HaRosh Yishol Zeh Mashmin LeChashiva Kisui. That if you put your own hand on your head, that's not considered a Kisui Rosh. But if somebody else puts their hand on your head, then it is considered a Kisui Rosh. Rashi, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud HaRosh Ve'yad Chad Gufinun. Because the head and the hand are one body. Vena guf yochal achasis atzma. The guf cannot cover itself, and the head and the hand are one guf. So the guf can't cover itself. Barul, she'ena kavana she'yad ena yochal shemesh kisui klal. What do you mean? The hand can't cover? Of course the hand can cover. Why can't the hand cover the head? The answer is that the hand is not considered a covering for the owner of the hen, because a guf can't cover itself. But biyachas l'shar adam, the yad is considered a proper kisui. So hu adin l'ubar hanatun b'me'eimo, biyachas la'em ein lo shem b'fnei atzmo, aval biyachas l'shar ha'olam yesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo. So that would apparently be a good teretz, but it's not true, because in Gevuras Hashem, the beginning of the third parak, he writes she'ein l'ubar shum mitziyut. Kilashono atzmam shayisol shibesech mitzrayim kerei mechubarim lemitzrayim tfeilim al memoim ve'ein lehem mitzias bifnei atzma shayisol doimen ku'uba rimei behema mechubar le'em tofel etzla shuyarech imo ve'ein lo mitzias ba'atzma Omar o anesel lakim lavo lakachas legoi mikerev goi v'kosav lashon mikerev shu lashon kerev ukra'ayim kolomer shayisol b'mitzrayim kamon nivla ha'uba b'betan imo ki kein ha yisol b'mitzrayim kamon uba shenis have b'betan imo. So he says, when the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, they were one with the Mitzrayim, they didn't have their own Mitzias. So you can't compare it to the hand of a person. Hand is galui, hand is out there. Just like a balayad, it can't be considered a kisui, but for the other person it can be considered a kisui. But when it comes to an uber is not a Mitzias. So hatcher kusha leduchte. How can somebody be a father and not be a mother? For the same child, he's already considered a father and the mother is not considered a mother. This is a riddle. How do we understand this? As lekach nira lomar leitach gisa. So maybe we can say the other way. What's the other way? Klape akol. Ain lo bar mitziyut mishum shu bar yarchimo, ki oil vu bar balua v'nistar b'me'eimo. Lekach ain lo mitziyut klape olam, aval rak klape ha'av belvad ain hader mitziyut ha'ubar nechshav lechison. Really, klape the whole world, the ubar is not considered a birya b'fnei atzma. Just klape the av, the fact that the ubar doesn't have its own individual mitzias is not considered a chisaron. And the answer is that the father gives the bekoach for holada, and the mother gives the befoal for holada, like the Gevuras Hashem writes in the 38th perek, b'chor ha'av reishis ha'koach, or b'chorim reishis b'mitzius u'befoal. Father is the first koach; the father gives that push, and he plants the seed, and then the mother is the befoal. The mother, says the Maharal, is when it comes out. Gurariye, Shmos perek yibay zel samchal that we referred to before. That the mother brings the children into the world and the father doesn't, and his bechor is not the reishis hamitzius, it's reishis kochav ona. So it's not mitzad the mitzius, he's the b'chor, it's mitzad that it's his koach, which is already in utero. And regarding the fact that leida mitzad ha'em is yitzia l'poal, he already writes in the Baragol and the Barashishi, ha'leida kasher adam ba la'olam v'yotzei al'poal. V'ruz Hashem, b'ez ein dover dvar mitzius shi yitzia l'poal kamo dover zeh. Ki leida yitzia l'olam b'riyas ha'adam. So therefore, when it comes to an ubar, the gather of an ubar is all relative. A person can already be a father because there's already b'koach, this process of birth. And therefore, mipchinat ha'av, who's mamuna on the b'koach, the shas ha'ibur, that's already a mitzias for him. Because his job is b'koach, whereas the mother's job is b'foa. So until the child is born, it's nothing. ותצרף לכאן מה שכתב רשי בבראשית י"ח, דלת י"ח. וירד ילד, יש מקום שהוא אומר בזכר הולד, ויש מקום שהוא אומר יולד, שהלידה משמשת שתי לשונות, לידה זה אישה וזריאס תולדה זה איש. Kshuomer hoilid b'loshen hifil medaber b'leidus ha'isha. Pliny hoilidus ishtoi ben obas. Kshuomer yolad medaber b'zriyas ha'ish. So when it says a loshen of holy, that means that the man, a woman gave birth for her husband. That's what it means, holy. And when it says yolad, it means that the man planted a seed in his wife. When it's talking about Zriyas Ha'ish, it says Yolad. It talks about Leidas Ha'isha, it says Holid. So there's two different systems here. There's the Leida of the woman, that's the Holid, and then there's the Yolad, which is the seed. So we see again the same idea. So this father can already be called a father when he does his job and he gives the seed. V'yesh b'zeh hatama miyuchedet. Lashon chachamim hu ubar yarech imo. Madu eskiru chachamim, why did the chachamim say that the child is the thigh of its mother? So the answer is that they're not trying to tell us that the ubar is one of its mother's limbs. Rather, it's teaching us שהסתרת העובר במאי האימו מונעת ממנו שם מציאות לעצמו. וכאשר הנחבה להורות על התמוד והנסתר, הירח מורה על כך במיוחד ומסוים. So what they're really saying is that it's hidden in the mother. It's not saying it's one of the mother's limbs. It's saying that it doesn't have its own metzius. It's hidden in that it doesn't have its own metzius. As it says, Chamukei Yerei Chayich, why a Divrei Torah like a Yerech, just like a Yerech is Beseser, so to a Divrei Torah is Beseser. Says the Maharal in the Gevurah Hashem, Sof Perek Samuel Zion, Harei Ki Yerech Hefech Haponim, Shaponim Ugilu, Haponim is what's exposed, and Yerech is what's Beseser. So Klapei Ha'Aim, when it's trying to say that the child doesn't have a Metzias, it says Yerech, Yerech imo, klapei the aim, it's Yerech. But klapei the ob, it's not a chisaron, because he did his job. He doesn't need to have the befall, he did his bekoach. But Sareif lekan et evrei Rav Chaim Brisker, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hachos Avodim, cholik bezed din ha'aim midin ha'uber. The uber me imo, keben dakati lo nigmar chiyusei, v'chiyusei tali boser imo, lo ve'ish bifnei atzmai, ma'shen kein ha'aim. Avagav de uber yerech imo, avo mikomoko me'ein, eino tzricha de uber klal. Venera de gam yisoid hachdina, de uber yerech imo, shibuchom mokoim. Eino rak linin a uber, de eino choshev lo imo, rak yerech imo, hu dahabe. Shenkin lina aim, lo shaykh klal agabi dida, ze uber yerech. Ze de uber yerech imo hu. Veheim eim advarm shen izbaru bakan, that's what we've been saying. That uber yerech imo is not coming to say that the umar is like one of the woman's organs. Mitzad ha'aim. Rather, the uber is ki yad ha'aim mitzad ha'uber bilvad. Shehu'il v'hu tamun b'me'ei mo ein lo mitziut atzmit. Ach ein ze more klal al yachas ha'aim l'ubar, al yachas ha'ubar l'aim. So if the din of uber yerech imo would teach us that it's one of the mother's limbs, so that also says that it talks about the yachas of the uber to the mother. They're the mother to the fetus. But really, it's talking about the yachas of the fetus to the mother. So that's what Reb Chaim says. When it comes to the uber is completely tolerating the mother. The mother doesn't need the uber. And therefore he says that the whole din of uber yerechim shebechol mokum ein orak l'inyan uber, that's only regarding the uber. He's not chashev without its mother. It's considered yerechimo, but l'inyan aim, it's not shayach klapei the mother, that uber yerechimo. She doesn't need this uber. It's this whole din is klapei the uber, that the uber is hidden in the mother. The that the uber is part of the mother, uber doesn't have a tzias klapei atzmo regarding the mother, but it's not a din in the mother, it's a din in the uber, but it's not part of the mother's organs, otherwise the mother would relate to the uber as well. This Yisrael, we can answer two more kashas. We can answer the kasha of the Nos Yankov, the brother of the Dvar of Ram and Simon Chav Beis, who asks, we have a pasuk to be matir a ben pekua, which is an ubar that was taken out of the betin of behema alecha shchitasa. It's pashut, the animal is part of the mother, so it was shechted with the mother. So the teretz is, no, it's not pashut, because it's not part of the mother. Uber Yerachimo is not coming to say the uber is one of the mother's limbs. It's coming to say that the uber doesn't have a metzias before mitzad atzmo. It's just hidden in the mother. It doesn't have its own metzias. But that doesn't mean that the shechita of the mother is good for the uber. Because in order to say that, we would have to say that uber Yerachimo is mitzad the aim. It's part of the mother. And we keep saying that that's not true. It's not part of the mother. We don't say it's one of the mother's organs. So, rather, it's the... What it's saying is that the animal is hidden in the mother in the yerech and it doesn't have its own metzias, but not that it's one of the mother's organs. Therefore, we don't know that the shechita is matir of the mother, and therefore, you need a special pasuk. And with this, we can add to the kasher of Yosef Engel there, who writes that until 40 days, the uber is considered just water, maya ba'alma. So how do you say about Maya Ba'alma that he's already considered a father? So the answer is that the Shema of Shechomishas Ibor is not because the Uber has a Mitzias Koshi before. The Uber doesn't have. Both for the first 40 days because it's only water, and then afterwards because it's Uber Yerachima. But that doesn't have anything to do with the father's status as a father. Because father status as a father comes the moment he gives his bekoach. So this is a very beautiful Landesha Mahalach, very, very, very beautiful, very deep, in this sugi of Uber Yerachimo, which also relates to Megillas Esther, so we were able to be Mishalev, the Halacha and the Agada here. And, you know, there's many thousands of shiurim that we'd still like to give from the Ma'aral, so we should just have the bracha. Lilmodu l'lamed l'shmav l'as l'kemes kol debrei salmat haras l'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.